Welcome to the Right Take Podcast, news, ideas, and conversations at the intersection of politics and culture, a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I will be your host, Mark Tapson. Welcome back to the Right Take Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Tapson. Thank you very much for joining me here at the intersection of politics and culture. Not all heroes wear capes, as the saying goes, but they do sometimes wear a college graduation robe. Overnight, as I'm sure you know by now, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker has become an unexpected flashpoint in the culture wars. And I'll give you a little recap here and offer some thoughts on this. The 28-year-old devout Catholic was catapulted onto front page news last week after giving what, in saner times, would have been considered a largely innocuous commencement speech at Benedictine College, which is a Catholic school in Kansas. In it, he championed old-fashioned values like faith and family, but he also fearlessly shot down all the left's sacred cows, from abortion to diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to trans ideology, after asserting to his Catholic audience that they will find happiness in the complete surrender to self and in turning towards Christ. Butker exhorted them to let their lives be led by traditional values, telling them that it's a reminder to us all that when you embrace tradition, success, worldly and spiritual, will follow. He warned that, quote, abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values in the media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder, unquote. And along the way, he also sideswiped the LGBTQ movement, quote, I am certain the reporters at the Associated Press could not have imagined that their attempt to rebuke and embarrass places and people like those here at Benedictine wouldn't be met with anger, but instead met with excitement and pride. Not the deadly sin sort of pride that has an entire month dedicated to it, but the true God-centered pride that is cooperating with the Holy Ghost to glorify Him, unquote. That was a smart way to reclaim the traditional meaning of pride back from the radical left gender ideologues who have appropriated that term for themselves and their agenda. And that alone would have been enough to trigger the left's cancel culture mob and make Butker the target of their totalitarian outrage. But arguably his most important and controversial points came when he separately addressed the men and women in his audience, offering advice that runs directly counter to the destructive messaging in our culture about the nature of masculinity and femininity. Quote, to the gentlemen here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in this absence of men in the home. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation, unquote. And he added, be unapologetic in your masculinity. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. Good advice. He also urged the women among the students to embrace marriage and motherhood instead of sacrificing everything for a career. He said, quote, I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross the stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you're going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you, Butker said, that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother, unquote. Nowhere did he say women should be relegated to being stay-at-home moms. And contrary to what you were hearing in the media from people who either did not listen to his speech or want to distort what he actually said in order to demonize and smear him, Butker did praise the women in the audience for their hard-earned achievements as college graduates. But feminists naturally lost their minds over the notion that their greatest vocation lies in motherhood. You know, if feminism were truly about choice for women, then choosing to be a homemaker would be as valued and respected as choosing to be a corporate executive. But we all know that feminists idolize the world-beating ambition of the latter, and they display open contempt or pity for the former. Butker went on to denounce what he called the bad policies and poor leadership of the current Democrat regime, which he said is destroying the country with its, quote, tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion, unquote. As for Biden himself, Butker said, quote, our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He's been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice, unquote. Well, as you would expect, the woke backlash against Butker was predictably loud and immediate. The disapproving news media trotted out all the usual terms such as polarizing and controversial, which signal that someone has dared to challenge left-wing orthodoxy. The bullies at GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance of whatever, naturally and falsely dismissed Butker's speech as being woefully out of step with Americans about pride, LGBTQ people, and women. In fact, the speech was out of step only with the cultural elites, who are the ones that are out of step. The majority of Americans are demonstrably fed up with the celebration of queer lunacy being mandated by no less than the White House regime itself. Anyway, the usual hysteria prevailed in the media. A Kansas City female sports anchor unloaded with an on-air monologue in which she actually linked Butker to the Nazis, urged that he be blacklisted for, quote, espousing the greatest hits of bigotry, anti-Semitism, misogyny, homophobia, and anti-diversity, unquote. And she claimed hilariously that he isn't nearly the talent or the star that Colin Kaepernick once was. Okay, let me just clarify here that Butker is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He was the NFL's leading scorer in 2019, and he's the league's all-time number two in career field goal percentage. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick is a GQ cover model. And the left-wing rag The Nation chimed in, publishing a piece titled, Harrison Butker is a Jerk, a Bigot, and a True Representative of the NFL. HuffPost opinion editor Stephen Crockett huffed, pretty illiterately I might add, WTF, or what the F, is wrong with this guy. No, seriously, what the F is wrong with him? Crockett then took the expected racist jab, calling Butker, quote, a white man who is afraid of losing, unquote. Sounds to me like it's the HuffPost editor who is the one that's afraid of losing. And the Kansas City Star newspaper ran an editorial responding to what it called Butker's Neanderthal outburst and arguing ludicrously that he should be replaced as the Chiefs kicker by a woman, perhaps someone from women's soccer. The writer claimed, quote, this is not a joke, it's not unrealistic, and it would be good for business, unquote. Yes, it is a joke. It is unrealistic, and it would be bad for business, because NFL fans do not want to see women in the NFL. Sorry, but they don't. It's an especially stupid virtue signaling idea because, as I mentioned earlier, Butker is a superstar kicker with damn near inerrant accuracy. He's more inerrant than our current Pope, actually, but that's a topic for another day. Cancel Culture Hall monitors also signaled their pearl-clutching umbrage with a change.org petition calling on the Chiefs to dismiss Butker for, quote, making several dehumanizing remarks, unquote, which, quote, reinforce harmful stereotypes that threaten social progress, unquote. This petition, painting Butker as a serious obstacle to the evolution of our species, has garnered nearly a quarter of a million signatures so far. And as you would expect, the miserable propagandists of ABC's daytime chat fest, The View, slammed Butker, although, to be fair, co-hostess Whoopi Goldberg at least defended his freedom of speech. She said, listen, I like when people say what they need to say. He's at a Catholic college, he's a staunch Catholic, these are his beliefs, and he's welcome to them. Yes, that's exactly right. Butker is a staunch Catholic who was invited to speak at a Catholic college commencement to a crowd that no doubt largely shared his views, which he had every right to express, and which no doubt resonated with his audience. But that is unacceptable to the left. The left has chosen to make itself the policeman of speech in this country, and they have chosen to criminalize political opinions that run counter to the wokeness of our cultural and political elites. So Butker must be punished. The usual social media outrage included even an attempted doxing. The official X, or formerly Twitter, account for the city of Kansas City posted a tweet which read, "Just a reminder that Harrison Butker lives in the city of ... What is the purpose of such a message if not to send a dog whistle to progressive shock troops to target Butker and his family at home with harassment and probably worse? This totalitarian tactic, using social media to organize the cancel culture mob to swarm and threaten political opponents into silence, is standard now in leftist political activism, and is shameful." Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey announced an investigation under the Missouri Human Rights Act into this doxing. Quote, "My office is demanding accountability after Kansas City doxed Harrison Butker last night for daring to express his religious beliefs," unquote. Bailey issued a formal demand of the Kansas City mayor for the immediate release of all documents and communications related to that tweet. He said, "I will enforce the Missouri Human Rights Act to ensure that Missourians are not targeted for their free exercise of religion." In the face of all this left-wing noise, the NFL could have made a principled stand of the right sort, but its cowardly woke leadership instead felt compelled to issue a statement distancing itself from Butker's quote-unquote dehumanizing rhetoric. NFL Senior Vice President, who is also the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, Jonathan Bean, sniffed that Butker's views, quote, "are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger," unquote. Okay, now to be clear, the NFL's actual commitment is obviously to merit, not inclusion for the sake of diversity. Not a single person's job in the National Football League, except perhaps Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, which is a position that shouldn't even exist, is safe if he doesn't demonstrate winning excellence under pressure. That's what the NFL needs. This is the same NFL, you will recall, that never issued a statement distancing itself from cop-smearing, communist revolutionary, national anthem kneeler, and professional race hustler Colin Kaepernick, whose adverse impact on the league's ratings was substantial as American football fans quit the game in disgust over his anti-American politicizing of the sport. Catholic League President Bill Donahue, whom I know and who has been on this podcast a couple of times, and in fact he'll be coming up next month to talk about his latest book, Bill Donahue responded with both barrels to that NFL statement. "Make no mistake," he wrote online, "the war on Butker is driven by anti-Catholicism." And he added that had Butker endorsed transgenderism or Hamas, he would now be praised to high heaven. And we all know that Donahue is speaking the truth when he says that. In a subsequent letter to the NFL commissioner regarding the controversy, Donahue wrote, "Your credibility has long been shot. There's no question that you would veto any decision to give a platform to a group that celebrates gay bashing. But when it comes to allowing a group that bashes Catholics, you're okay with it. Harrison Butker speaks for millions of Americans, not all of whom are Catholic. The contempt you have shown for him, Benedictine College, and Catholicism is repugnant." That was Catholic League President Bill Donahue. So the cultural elites and their whiny minions made their displeasure about Butker's speech heard, but his defenders were legion, including female college graduates and working women. Tavia Hunt, wife of the Kansas City Chiefs CEO, said, quote, "Affirming motherhood and praising your wife, as well as highlighting the sacrifice and dedication it takes to be a mother, is not bigoted," unquote. Exactly right. Crisis, which is an online Catholic magazine, put its proud defense of the Chiefs kicker right there in a headline which read, "Harrison Butker for president." At this point, I'm not sure I wouldn't vote for him. Anyway, there's been a swelling tide of grassroots support for Butker. His number 7 jersey, for example, has become the highest-selling jersey on the Chiefs team, topping even those of superstar teammates Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and reaching number 7, ironically, because that's his number, in the entire NFL. I don't have specific sales numbers about that, but the jersey's popularity is no small expression of support because it sells for $130 on the NFL's online shop. Significantly, his is the top-selling women's jersey, suggesting that maybe the only women offended by his quote-unquote polarizing speech are the usual minority of very vocal feminists. Even real-time host Bill Maher said he couldn't see, quote, "what the big crime is," unquote, in the commencement speech. He said, "I can't express how much this guy is not like me. He's religious, he loves marriage, he loves kids, and he's now apparently history's greatest monster. Again, I don't agree with much that this guy says, but I don't get the thing," unquote. That was Bill Maher. The upshot is, and it's good news, that the uproar over Harrison Butker is evidence that tradition, morality, family, values, and common sense are all making a comeback in America, despite what the cultural elites want you to believe. Progressive madness, from the communist racism of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs to the science denial and child abuse of gender ideology, is on the panicked defensive. All it takes to reverse the death grip that progressives have on our culture is for enough Americans to take a stand like Harrison Butker and speak truth to the left's cultural and political power. You and I don't have to accept the current state of the union. We don't have to let the left steal this country from us and fundamentally transform it into a one-party communist state in which decent Americans and patriots are demonized and marginalized as deplorables and bigots and haters who aren't on the right side of history. We can take this country back and restore sanity and common sense and positive values. We can kick the communists to the curb, reclaim American exceptionalism, and make America great again. All we have to do is stand for the truth, speak the truth, live the truth, and fight the lies, like Harrison Butker. Be like Butker. Come to think of it, that might make a great t-shirt slogan. Be like Butker. Maybe I should make those up and start selling them. I'll charge a whole lot less than Butker's official NFL jersey. Okay, thank you for joining me here at the intersection of politics and culture. I'll be back next week with Fox News star Pete Hegseth as my guest. You do not want to miss that conversation. So don't forget to subscribe to The Right Take so that you can keep up with all the important conversations we are having here. And again, if you like what you hear, please leave that positive review. Be seeing you.
The Right Take with Mark Tapson is a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center and Front Page Magazine. Unauthorized reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.